This is KYUK Public Radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Alaska State Troopers found the body of Clyde Edmond Jr. on Sunday. The 19-year-old jumped into a slough in front of Alakanuk last week and never came out. Meanwhile, the search continues for a man missing in Akiachuk. 35-year-old Joseph E. Kamrick went missing July 19th, but left his boat and cell phone behind. Anyone with information regarding him, please call 907-269-5038. The Calista Corporation Board of Directors has finally chosen its officers, and some names are familiar. Robert Beans of Mountain Village has been on the Regional Native Corporation's board since 2012 and has been re-elected to chair. Margaret Poyula, with roots in Chuwathbluk, is again vice chair. Poyula once chaired the board and served since 1987. Johnny Yvonne of Tuntutuliak kept his seat during this year's board election and will continue his role as secretary. And finally, Earl Samuelson was chosen as treasurer. He was elected to the board in 2014. Each board officer serves 1 year before coming up for re-election. And it was a quiet weekend for wildfires burning in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Scattered pockets of rain prevented new fires from breaking out, but at least one fire has grown. That's the Smith Creek Fire, which is burning a mile away from the Donlin Gold Mine site. The Smith Creek Fire has expanded to 67,000 acres since last week and threatens 80 structures at the mine site. Donlin Gold has suspended its operations and evacuated all of its 30 employees. The company was evaluating the site for its dam safety certification, a major step it must complete before mining. Donlin Gold spokesperson Christina Woolston says it's unclear how the fire will impact their timeline to complete the certification. Meanwhile, the Macaulay Creek Fire near the village of Red Devil holds steady at little more than 3,000 acres. A hotshot wildland firefighter crew remains stationed at Red Devil to protect the community. And in budget news, the outlook for Alaska's credit rating has worsened from stable to negative, according to Moody's Investor Services. Last week's announcement doesn't change the state's credit rating, but Moody's says that there's now increased pressure to downgrade the rating in the next year or two. Moody's analyst Edward Hampton says that with the focus on full permanent fund dividends, the goal of balancing the budget has moved to the back burner.
Sort of created some risks and doubt about other issues. For example, you know, what is the state's plan to regain something that looks like structural balance over the long term?
Hampton emphasizes that Moody's isn't advocating for any particular dividend level. If the state's credit rating were to be downgraded, it would raise the interest rate for the government to borrow money. Alaska Revenue Commissioner Bruce Tangeman notes that Moody's used the phrase, quote, political paralysis, twice in a two-page report.
And I think what they're doing is putting a shot across our bow, just basically saying it's, you know, it's time for everybody to do their job and get their work done.
Tangeman says he's disappointed Moody's mentioned the proposal for full dividends. He adds that Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposal follows a formula in state law. House members cited the report on Friday in arguing for a bill that would limit dividends to $16,000 rather than the full amount under the formula of $3,000. And finally, the Alaska Senate Finance Committee voted 5-4 on Saturday to pay out the full permanent fund dividend amount of $3,000 this year. If the legislature passes a full PFD, it would cost $875 million more than is supposed to be drawn from the permanent fund's earnings reserve under a law passed last year. Supporters of a full dividend say the state should follow the formula in a 1982 law. Opponents say the full amount will put the future of the earnings reserve and dividends at risk. The committee combined the dividend amount language with a bill to reverse most of Governor Mike Dunleavy's line item vetoes. The full Senate could vote on the bill as soon as today. The House is scheduled to vote for the third time today on a bill to fund the capital budget. This is KYUK News. Thanks for listening. I'm Christy Schallenberger. Send your tips and comments to news@kyuk.org and stay tuned for Yukdin News coming up.